WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden just landed back in Washington after spending a quick 6 hours in Israel in the middle of an active war zone. CBS's Charlie Daggett has details of the historic trip.
It wasn't long after President Biden touched down in Tel Aviv to the embrace of a prime minister at war that he addressed the hospital explosion that's left hundreds of people dead.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
The other team, meaning Palestinian militants, citing U.S. intelligence.
Meanwhile, Egypt says it will allow limited amounts of humanitarian aid to cross into Gaza, a request by President Biden. Hundreds of Jewish activists in support of the Palestinians protested in the Cannon House building today in D.C. to demand a ceasefire. CBS's Scott McFarlane was there.
This was a particularly loud and disruptive protest that forced police to shutter many of the entrances on Capitol Hill, some of the roads nearby, and arrest some of those involved who they say didn't follow police instructions. The group called themselves Jews on behalf of Palestinians, calling for peace in the Middle East, but they didn't follow the rules, police say, requiring arrests.
Will the third time be the charm? Still no House Speaker, as Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan couldn't muster up enough votes again. Here's correspondent Nicole Killian.
Jim Jordan did lose two additional votes. Obviously, there were 20 who voted against him yesterday, now 22 today, although he did flip some people for him, but also more against him.
The next vote comes Thursday. Jordan Vandersloot has finally admitted to killing Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005. CBS's Janet Shamlian was in the courtroom in Birmingham, Alabama.
There were dozens of family members and Natalie's friends in the courtroom, many of them breaking down when Beth Holloway addressed the court saying, "I will live my life with the beautiful memories of who Natalie was and what she could have become."
Ford says it's laying off another 150 workers in Michigan because of the ongoing auto worker strike.
Ford says UAW's walkout last week at its Kentucky truck plant prompted the new layoffs at a Michigan axle plant. Another 16,600 Ford employees are on strike at three assembly plants, including Kentucky Truck, the company's largest plant worldwide. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will stick around for three more years. His contract was extended through 2027. So how much is he getting? Hasn't been disclosed yet, but there's speculation it's probably more than $60 million a year. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the day after happier happy hour, Dom. Little hair of the dog for you?
Oh, man, no, I feel great. Had a blast. Had a very productive day today and kicking ass on the radio, man. It's all good.
It's all good. If you miss the party, I recommend don't miss Devil's Advocates parties. They're a lot of fun, but you can still participate in the festivities. Got a little Facebook activity for the folks, Dom.
Yeah.
Captioning the CJ photo from last night. CJ was at the Jade Monkey. If I haven't mentioned it, CJ has been banned from the airwaves during the October pumpkin spice season. And he was standing at the back fence at the Jade Monkey. And we've got a few captions here.
Yeah, okay.
Here's one. Bud Light me now. Proud to be an angry American no matter what happens. Here's one. John says, when in Rome, blurt conspiracy theories. Josh says he looks exactly like I pictured him, and then he put a poop emoji up. Melissa says the loneliest man at the bar. PJ says CJ clenches his teeth while muttering MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Jeffrey James says Big Ozzy. Jim says I know in my heart I'm funny, and Melissa says keep this guy fenced in. A couple more here. They are kind of fun and clever. You know, he probably watches way too much Foxy News, but at least he also listens to the Devils. Not a caption, just an observation, according to Woody. And Kingston says, what about let me in, please? I need you. I need you. I can feel it. I sensed he needed us, Dom. Kingston also says, P.S. I'm pictured him by his voice and arcane debate style, 25 to 30 years older and rail thin. I love a good surprise. He was fashionably dressed in his American flag hat and sort of a corduroy blue tuxedo shirt.
I don't know. I did not take note.
Did you guys hug it out? Did you and CJ hug it out last night?
I saw you argue with me and CJ. You know, I bought a round and he bought a round. And, you know, CJ is one of those cats that's like bust your chops, like just because, even though he's entirely and 100% totally wrong. And let me give you an example. Like last night, we're hanging out and talking. He's like, hey, no, man, you, I saw you and you totally ignored me and walked by. I'm like, no, that's factually incorrect. As soon as I saw you, made eye contact, I said, hello, CJ. Like, the words that just came out of your mouth are not at all what reality was. You know, it's just, he's got that automatic just bust your chops kind of thing, even if it's not factual.
When I saw CJ, I ducked my head and walked the other way just a little bit. Threw up in my mouth.
Maybe
just
he was thinking about you then.
844. I'm not sure. I probably was gracious. Probably. Caption the photo. Have a little fun with us at the Devil's Advocates Radio Facebook page, and we'll let him back on next month. We'll, you know, at least for a day. He'll get like his 2 minutes, and we'll see how he does. 844-967-2789. Did I mention no speaker yet?
No speaker? No,
Jim Jordan,
no, another
defeated by a wider margin today. Lost votes.
He lost a vote. He had 200 Republicans vote for him yesterday, and today he had 199. I'm seeing reports that he's going to go to bat again tomorrow, a third round coming up tomorrow.
I would like to say Jim Jordan is the CJ of speaker wannabes. 844-967-2789. A very patient Barb from Wanakee. Welcome, Barb. What do you got for us?
Hi, Barb.
Hey. Hi. Say, it's so weird that I was jumped in the car and I'm like, I got to call the guys and ask about tomorrow's Senate hearing. I need the details. I forgot. And then Nick was on and I'm like, awesome.
Here's what See, I want to know. Very fortuitous timing.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. But I've never gone up there and done anything like that. Where do you even think about parking? And
here's what I would recommend. Park in the Carroll Street ramp, which is actually right over by Civic Media. I park in the Carroll Street ramp each and every day.
I lived on Carroll Street. So
well,
I know
then
exactly
you know where to
is.
Park. I would enter on the southwestern side of the Capitol is my tradition. And then probably take the elevator four flights is a lot to hump. It's up in 411, I believe 411 South. So actually find the south side before you go up because it's cumbersome to walk around on the fourth floor level trying to find places. So find the south side.